Good morning. My name's Ellen Groh, and I'm a member of the stewardship team. Today is the kickoff of stewardship, as you've heard several times now. The kids are taking all of those ingredients downstairs to turn them into soup. All those individual things, the carrots, the celery, the onion, the zucchini, they're all going to transform into something else entirely, which I think is a miracle of nature. And then when we eat the soup, it's going to transform again into energy for our bodies and our brains. And then it's going to transform again into what we think and what we do and what we create in this world, which I also think is a miracle that a lot of us just take for granted. So this sets the stage for the kickoff of stewardship, which is going to culminate in one great day of pledging on March 22nd. Our stewardship theme this year is Dare to Dream, Believe It's Possible, and Give Your Time, Talent, and Treasure to Make It Happen. I think that one of the reasons we're all here in this church is to make a positive impact, an impact on the world, an impact on our community, and an impact on each other. And it actually takes a lot of energy and courage to even let yourself dream that there are solutions possible to all the issues that are facing us today, and energy to believe that you can actually make that happen. And And then finally, even more energy to give of your time and your talent and your treasure and your heart to actually put all that into action and make it happen. So I've been coming to this church for about 21 years now. I've raised two boys in this church. They've been coming here since they were babies. They're now 17 and 19. But my husband is Jewish, so we also raised them in the temple in Manchester. They went to Hebrew twice a week, we went to temple once a month, and we came here. And it was a lot. It was a lot of energy. It was a lot of time. And I can distinctly remember driving to church one Sunday, going by the Dunkin' Donuts, and I was at a low point. I was wiped out. And I thought, maybe I should just quit the church. They're getting a lot of moral and ethical training at the temple about treat your neighbor as yourself, and maybe that's enough. Maybe we don't need to stretch ourselves so thin doing both of these things. But then I got here, and within 5 minutes, I thought, there's no way I am quitting this church. This church is so special to me, so valuable to me, and I want it to be here. I want it in my life. I want it in my children's life, and I want it to be here for anyone down the road who wants what I want, who can get from this church what I got. And for me, what is so special, one of the big things that is so special, is that here we encourage each other, we challenge each other to question our spiritual beliefs, to question what is true. And that really resonates me. That's an oasis to me, to be among people who feel like that's important. So it's important to me that this church is here for people down the road who want that same oasis.
Thank you.
So the stewardship team is asking everyone here to take a long-range view and focus your dreaming beyond just the next couple of years, but look 10 or 20 or even 50 years from now. Why do you want UUCM to still be here in the future? And what is your dream for what UUCM could be, even if it's not likely that you will be here that long from now? So we've asked a few different people in the congregation to share their dream in each of the services leading up to Stewardship Sunday. And we asked them to think about the following scenario. You're standing in a grocery store in Milford 20 years from now, and you overhear two people talking about UUCM. In your dream of dreams, what do you want to hear them say? And what makes you think it's possible? And what do you and others in this congregation need to give to make that a reality? So we're going to hear today from Josh Kaler about what his dream is. Where is Josh? Right there.
So when I get asked to imagine a time 20 years from now, because of the way my brain works, I go back to 20 years ago and the person I was then. I've grown. And I mean that. 20 years ago, I was not a husband, I wasn't a father, I wasn't a nurse, all things that I define myself as and were probably in the works. But I was a devout Catholic. I was homophobic, transphobic, and so much so that I didn't think those were separate issues. I was fairly sexist, and even if I wouldn't admit it to anybody. But UUCM changed my mind and my life for the better. And that's pretty much how it works and what I see, what I want from UUCM. Give me a moment, gotta calm down. The things I hope to hear about UUCM in the future, the things I tell about UUCM today. Thanks to UUCM, I managed to leave a toxic relationship with my God. Was raised in the Catholic faith, and the reason for the transphobia and the homophobia were due to the religious dogma. And ironically, somebody was retelling the story up here about Jesus saying, "If your hand causes you to sin, if your eye causes you to sin, cut it off, pluck it out." And so I left my God behind. And I'm better for it. I don't have nightmares about hell. I was in a fire when I was 3. And the dreams of that came back to haunt me. And when all you have is dogma, every thought looks like a sin. So, UUCM helped me and my family through hard times. Members here put us through, pointed us to heating assistance. The Trono family, who I think have moved out here since, got us fresh vegetables. You guys came through for us. You guys were here for my family when I went back to school full-time, while also working full-time. I don't really remember anything that happened that year. I mean, I kept the knowledge. I got my RN. I'm doing great. Love my job. Love the people I work with. UUCM found me my faith in humanity. Because of UUCM, I picked a fight with my dad last summer. I couldn't parse the values that he raised me with, to heal the sick, to feed the poor, with the politics that he was not just voting for, but supporting, putting children in cages, cutting Medicare, Medicaid. You know, it's just, I couldn't deal with it. So I had to put my foot down. I had to draw the line. I had to have that hard conversation. And because of UUCM, I had the information I needed. And I also had the tools I needed to have that conversation amicably, respectfully. We still talk. And the conversation can continue. So my vision for UUCM is less spiritual than most. I want us to be educators. I want us to be advocates. I want people to come to UUCM and not only accept themselves and feel accepted for who they are, but also recognize that they can change for the better, to see where they need to improve, where they can get a little polish. Because I came to UUCM, I live my values. I wear them on my sleeve. I'm a huge nerd. Right? So we should expect that those with great power to have great responsibility. Right? Thank you very much for all you've done for us and for me and for making me the man that I am today. Thank you.
So now, it's your turn. This is when you get to use your colorful index cards and markers. And if you didn't get one, Leslie will find one and bring it to you. So we're going to take a moment of meditation. And we're going to just focus on the first part of our stewardship theme, the dare to dream part. So in a minute, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes if you're comfortable and picture yourself in that grocery store 20 or 30 or 50 years from now. And what do you want to hear these people, what do you want to overhear these people saying about UUCM? And let this be your courageous dream. Let yourself dare to dream big. What would you overhear about UUCM that would make your heart sing? And when you can truly picture it, you can write it down on your card. And we're going to take a few minutes with quiet time to do this, and I'll gong the gong when it's time to stop.
Thank you. Thank you for daring to dream. As you use, I bet there are lots of different dreams out there. We dream and think for ourselves. We reflect together about important questions. We believe more than one thing. But I hope we share in the belief of possibility. Now, we want you to think about the next two stewardship questions. What makes you believe your dream is possible? And what will you and others need to give to make that dream a reality? But before we start the next exercise, I want to share these words from poet Alberto Rios. When giving is all we have. One river gives its journey to the next. We give because someone gave to us. We give because nobody gave to us. We give because giving has changed us. We give because giving could have changed us. We have been better for it. We have been wounded by it. Giving has many faces. It is loud and quiet, big though small, diamond in wood nails. Its story is old, the plot worn and the pages too. But we read this book anyway, over and over again. Giving is first and every time, hand to hand. Mine to yours, yours to mine. You gave me blue, and I gave you yellow. Together we are simple green. You gave me what you did not have, and I gave you what you had to give. Together we made something greater from the difference. So with those words about the cyclical nature of giving in mind, let's imagine. As we did a minute ago, close your eyes as if you're comfortable and think about our other two questions. What makes you believe your dream is possible? What would you and others need to give to make your dream a reality? Imagine the possibilities and visualize the steps we will take between now and then to make that happen. When you can truly picture it, write it down on the other side of the card. All right.
Sing to the power of the joy within. Lift up your voice, be not afraid. Sing to the power of the joy within.
As is the custom in our church, we are taking up an offering, and today we are sharing our offering, it is only fitting that we share our offering with the Nashua Soup Kitchen. This is an organization dedicated to providing shelter and food to those in need. The Soup Kitchen serves breakfast Monday through Friday, and dinner is served 7 days a week. They average 1,700 meals each week. And as we take this collection, if you would also put your magic marker and your card in the basket. So once a month, UUCM does a noontime Sunday dinner for about 100 people, with over a dozen members of this congregation and friends of this congregation participating over the year. Two homeless shelters house single men, women, and families. They also provide rent and fuel assistance and transitional housing, as well as operating a food pantry. So please give generously to the Nashua Soup Kitchen.